Where's that?
Oh, he's gone into town to send a long wire to Mum.
Yeah, didn't he send a wire by telephone last night?
Oh, yes, but he wanted to send another one this morning.
Oh, dear, dear, and I've got such a lot of business that I want to talk with him.
Well, I don't think Dad's in the mood for talking business. He's very upset about Mum losing her sister.
Yes, I suppose he is. I'm very sorry, too. I sent a wire, but... We've got to get on with arranging details about taking over this sheep station.
Well, Dad ought to be back at any minute. And then I suppose he'll want to write a letter to Mum.
Yes, well, there are certain business details which must be arranged.
Now, listen, Uncle Clarence, I wouldn't worry Dad too much today if I were you.
Well, it's just as well. It'll take his mind off his troubles. He doesn't want to sit about moping all day. That won't do him any good. Anyway, now nobody's more sorry than I am, but we've bought this sheep station now, and there's such a lot to be arranged.
Oh, yes, I suppose there is. I've got a lot of arranging to do myself about this place. Yes, this is going to be run on different lines from now on.
Eh? What do you mean, on different lines? Dad's run it pretty well all these years.
Oh, yes, but I want to introduce two or three modern improvements and... Well, anyway, I want better facilities for me pigs.
No. You listen to me, my boy. This place is on a paying basis now. And leave it as it is. Don't start experimenting. That's the trouble with you young people. You always think you know more than anybody else.
Yes, well, I'll make the place pay better than it's ever paid before. Mind you, Uncle Clarence, I think you and Dad are biting off a bit more than you can chew.
Yeah, what do you mean? I know what I'm doing. The idea. Trying to give me advice at my age.
Oh, it's been a very dry season, and there's not much prospect of the drought breaking. And you're starting on a big sheep station with a mortgage round your neck. What's going to happen if you start losing sheep because of the drought?
That's for Dad to find out. He'll look after that end of the business. And he knows the farming game backwards. I'm only the financial expert.
Yes, well, I think you'll need all your financial knowledge if this dry season continues.
Oh, go on. That's right. Pour cold water on the whole scheme.
Oh.
Yes, you mind your own affairs and look after this farm. Dad and I'll manage the sheep station.
Oh, hello, Dad. Did you send the wire all right?
Yes, it was a long wire, too. I wish I was with your mother. Oh, dear, I feel pretty miserable, Dave.
Oh, well, Dad, I think she'll be all right. She'll be back home soon.
I should get another letter from her very soon.
Yeah, I want to have a talk with you, Dad. Can you give me your estimate of what's to be spent before we move into the sheep station?
Oh, I can't talk business with you today. I don't feel like it.
Oh, but there's such a lot to be done, So many details to be arranged.
Oh, well, let them wait.
Oh, now, come, Dad. Be reasonable. You can do no good by moping about.
I wish Mum was here. I like to discuss matters with her. The place isn't the same without her. You know, I should be with her now.
Yeah, well, you have my sympathy, and so has Mum, but business matters must go on as usual. Are you coming over to the sheep station today?
Oh, I don't know. I can't take an interest in things just at present. I'm thinking of Sarah and her troubles.
Oh, well, you'll have to go over today. You promised to make an inspection, and there are some more papers to sign.
Oh, well, they can wait, can't they?
No, they can't. And you know it.
Oh, well. All right, I'll go to the sheep station after lunch.
Yeah, well, by rights, we should go over there now.
Well, I'm not going over yet. I'm going to write to Mum.
Oh, dear, now listen, Dad. We are going to be very busy for the next few days. And tomorrow, I thought you could go right over the place and see exactly what you need and what's to be done.
Dave, will you take your Uncle Clarence away? Drive him over to the sheep station and leave him there for a while.
I don't want Dave to drive me over. Pearson's sending a car. Anyway, we're both supposed to go over.
Well, leave Dad alone for a while, Uncle Clarence. He doesn't feel like talking business today.
We'll have to inspect the whole place thoroughly tomorrow, Dad.
Oh, all right. Talk to me about it tomorrow.
What about signing the rest of those papers?
Well, I said I'd go over and sign them this afternoon.
Can't you give me an estimate?
Well, how can I give you an estimate until I've looked over the place again?
Listen, Dad, would you like to leave everything in my hands?
Most certainly I would not. You leave the farm and end of the business to me.
Well, somebody's got to take an interest.
Well, I'll take an interest tomorrow. I'm going to write a letter to Mum this morning, and I'll go over and sign those papers this afternoon. Now, that's all I've got to say.
All right.
Yes, and don't go ordering things and having alterations made without consulting me.
You can decide what you want tomorrow. I'm going out now to see if Pearson's car's arrived yet. I'll see you over at the sheep station this afternoon.
All right. I'll be there.
Good. I'll see you later.
You know, there's one thing wrong with your Uncle Clarence, Dave. He's got no soul. He can't regard other people's feelings.
I don't think he's as bad as that, Dad. He's got his mind on business, that's all.
Well, he's Mum's uncle. He might have some consideration for her feelings.
I forgot something.
Oh, what's the matter now?
When you write into Mum, give her my love. Tell her to be brave and that we're all missing her very much here. Goodbye.
You know, he's not so bad after all.
He's all right, Dad. But you're not looking too good today.
Well, I'm upset, me boy. I'm in no mood to talk business. I'd like to get away from everything for a while.
Well, why don't you take a day off?
I can't today. I've got to sign papers.
Well, what about tomorrow?
Uncle Clarence wants me to inspect the sheep station again.
Oh, well, that can wait. What say you and I go out fishing tomorrow, Dad? They tell me they're biting fairly well down at the south bend of the river.
Now, that wouldn't be a bad idea, Dave. It's good to get away from everything and go out for a quiet day's fishing. It'll give me a chance to pull myself together again.
Yes, I'd like a day away from the farm, too. I'm feeling pretty lonely and miserable myself at present.
Oh, what's up with you?
Well, Dad, I didn't realize how much Mabel meant to me till I heard that Clive Ferris was engaged to her.
But I thought you'd got over that.
I've been brooding about it a good bit.
Well, what's the good of brooding, me boy? Why don't you go and declare yourself to Mabel? She's not married to Clive Ferris yet.
Oh, she's engaged to him.
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with you young fellas of today. You got no fight in you.
Well, I'm not going to force me attentions where they're not wanted. Mabel wouldn't have got engaged to Clive Ferris if she hadn't been in love with him.
Yes. Perhaps you're right. Well, can't you find some other nice girl?
No, I can never be in love with anyone but Mabel. I've been thinking and thinking, and you know it's weeks since I've seen her, Dad.
Well, I've been so busy lately, I've hardly seen anyone from Snake Gully.
You feel lonely and miserable when Mum's not here, don't you, Dad?
Too right I do.
Yes, well, I think I'm going to be lonely and miserable all my life.
Oh, don't talk such a lot of nonsense, me boy. You'll get over it.
Well, I feel I'd like to get away from everything for a while.
All right, we'll both get away from everything tomorrow. We'll go out fishing and we won't tell Uncle Clarence anything about it. We'll just leave here in the morning.
Yes, that's a pretty good idea. Oh, hello, Alf. You look as if you've been working.
It's pretty warm out there.
Everything in ship-shape order?
Oh, too right. Everything's all right.
Well, Dave and I are taking the day off tomorrow.
Yes. We're going fishing.
Oh, fishing? Why?
Oh, well, we're both feeling a bit miserable, and we just want to get away from everything for a while, see?
Yes, and listen, Alf, don't you tell Uncle Clarence that we're going.
I won't tell him, but I'd like to come with you for the day. I've been a bit moody lately, and I feel I'd like to get away from everything.
What do you mean?
Well, you know it's all right being married to Annie, but a man doesn't get much time to himself. In the old days before I was married, I used to go out walking in the bush, and I used to commune with the beauties of nature. That is where I got all my inspiration.
What's he talking about, Dave?
Well, I don't know, Dad, but I think he wants to come fishing with us.
Oh, well, there's no reason why he shouldn't. We'll leave word with Annie when we're going, and she needn't tell Uncle Clarence.
Yes, Alf, you can come along with us.
Oh, it'll be bonza. There on the bank of the river with the quiet water flowing by, thoughts of beauty will come to me, and in the vast solitude of nature, my inspiration will awaken.
Oh, now, Alf, break it down a bit.
Now, listen, Alf, you needn't think you're going to recite all the time you're there. The fish won't bite while you're howling out recitations on the riverbank.
Oh, I'll just think to myself.
Well, don't think out loud. All right, that's settled. We'll go first thing in the morning. Oh, what are you doing back again, Uncle Clarence?
Oh, I haven't gone yet. I've been talking to Pearson at the gate. And I've got big plans for you tomorrow, Dad. Pearson knows where you can pick up a few hundred good wethers cheap. You'll have to travel about 60 miles to have a look at them, but I've made all arrangements. You leave here by daybreak in the morning.
Yes, that's what you think.